From Tourist to Pilgrim, the podcast on the Papal Basilicas made with Vatican News, Vatican Radio.
Dedication of the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major took place in the year 434, 3 years after the Council of Ephesus. It stands as the only major Paleo-Christian basilica in Rome that has retained its original appearance. The important relics it houses offer a visible example of the indissoluble union between Christ and Mary, who was proclaimed as the Theotokos at Ephesus. My name is Andreas Raub and I'm an art historian at the Marian Basilica. I continue to be deeply impressed by the theological significance of the architectural layout of this first Marian church in the West. In addition to the bell tower, which stands as the highest point in Rome atop the Esquiline Hill, one can admire from a distance the twin domes of its sumptuous chapels. These are the Sistine Chapel and the Pauline Chapel, constructed around the year 1600 as monumental reliquaries for the Holy Crib of the Child Jesus and of the venerated image of the Salus Populi Romani. Thus, the twin chapels allude to two titles of Mary, Mother of God and Queen of the Heaven. The Sistine Chapel, commissioned by Pope Sixtus V, was conceived at the Chapel of the Nativity and the Blessed Sacrament. The Pope's addition to the Basilica refers to the importance of St. Mary Major as the Bethlehem of the West and the Christmas Basilica of Rome. From the 7th century onwards, the Basilica was also known as St. Mary ad Presepem. The title refers to the five small wooden sycamore sticks,
part of the manger in which the child Jesus would have been placed, scientifically dated to the period of his birth.
They were likely delivered by Saint Sophronius to Pope Theodore, originally from Jerusalem. It cannot be excluded, however, that the relics had arrived in Rome during the time of Saint Jerome, one of the church fathers who drew connections between various holy sites
and declared his devotion to the manger in numerous sermons.
At the center of the Sistine Chapel lies the oratory of the Nativity scene. It is a reproduction of the Grotto of the Nativity in Bethlehem, a sanctuary initially attached to the right nave of the Basilica. Until the construction of the Confessio by the will of Pope Pius IX, piece of Jesus swaddling clothes, straw and the five sticks of the manger were venerated here. Now, the wood of the Holy Cradle is preserved in a rock crystal reliquary in the form of a cradle designed by Giuseppe Valadier. They fit perfectly within the Confessio, for which the architect Virginio Vespignani used about 70 different types of marble. The marble was mostly extracted from contemporary excavations carried out in Rome and Ostia, making it an authentic litoteca, an extraordinary example of the neoclassical reception of ancient art. Additionally, the red granite obelisk outside the basilica also refers to the precious relic. It was Pope Sixtus V who had it transferred from the Mausoleum of Augustus to the Esquiline Hill as part of his urban planning and development. It serves as the hub of a star-shaped road network connecting St. Mary Major to Trinità dei Monti, Santa Croce in Gerusalemme, the Lateran, and the Trajan's Column. The obelisk reinforces the importance of the basilica as a place of pilgrimage and veneration of the relic of the Holy Crib and the Child Jesus. Both the star-shaped road pattern, reminiscent of the Star of Bethlehem, and the obelisk itself, symbolizing Augustus, the emperor during the birth of Jesus, allude to the relic of the Holy Crib.